Blog Talk Radio.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of Grand Grand and Baba, Doc Jones and Mama Ya, Lucky, Stormy, and then Antoinette and Geraldine, Doc Stovall, Sister Parsi, and Brother DeBrille send forth the energy to make us feel our work is not in vain. Glory be unto their name, for they train us to adhere to the teachings of Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey,
MasterGrio.com, Brothers Keeper, Real Talk. How you doing there, bro?
Man, I am that I am, bro. I really am.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, well, as usual, you know, we're trying to overthrow white supremacy. And
Always, as we say, man,
you know, unfortunately, we got another good show this evening.
Yeah, man.
Got a whole nother good show this evening, man. This evening, we'll be talking with a couple of sisters this evening. And the topic of discussion will be interracial relationships. Is it cool or is it ain't cool? Yes, indeed. Is it cool or is it ain't cool? You know, and we have those brothers and sisters who will say, it's okay, you can't choose who you fall in love with.
Oh, yeah.
And I love whoever my heart goes toward is who I love. Love knows no color. Love
no boundaries.
No boundaries. And all of this old stuff. In an ideal world, maybe I could agree with him, big bro. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, like you said, brother, in an ideal world where utopianism was the flavor of the day. But all I know is that, man, so many of my brothers have been killed or incarcerated for the simple fact of messing with that other gal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you want to deal with it or not, white supremacy in its basis, in its basic form, stems from the white man's fear of being annihilated genetically by the black male.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the basic premise for white supremacy in its primal form, then that in itself will tell you, and that in itself will demonstrate why so many black men have been killed and penises cut off,
right,
and stuff like that, for the simple fact that he's a threat. And when like Dr. Ray Hagen says, when they said that a black man is armed and dangerous, that's exactly what they mean.
Yeah,
exactly. He don't even have to have a weapon.
Yeah.
He has the ability to annihilate them genetically. But some of my sisters and some of my brothers fall prey thinking that they the only people that understand them or is that white counterpart or whatever. And to my brothers and sisters who fall prey to that type of mindset, I have to ask you one thing. How in the world could that individual complete you?
Yeah.
When they can never truly know who you are and what you're really about.
That's right. And even put it in everyday talk. If I went to church, what could me and the white girl talk about?
You can't talk about church.
Yeah, especially, growing up in Church of God in Christ. If I take her to church with me, she's going to get scared when my people start shouting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Hyde Park. What in the world would me and a white girl from Germantown have to talk about, period? At all, that's just on the surface right there, the cultural mm-hmm. differences, the vast cultural differences. Even now with the so-called white hip-hop nation, where the white-endorsed so-called hip-hop nation, to where mm-hmm. most white teenagers are now listening to coon music.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to think that they're listening to it because they somehow like us now. But they're listening to it. Who wouldn't want to hear, what enemy wouldn't want to hear their enemy call their women out of their name and talk about killing their brothers? You know what I'm saying? I would love nothing more than to hear Eminem talk about killing another white person. I would buy that CD, and I can't stand yeah. Eminem. But, to hear Eminem talk about killing his mother, I would love that. I would love that very much. That would make me very happy. As my uncle would say, the biggest words I know, that would make me elephant happy and hippopotamus glad. Indeed. But we're going to touch on, on a little, just being slightly more serious about the subject, because it's a serious subject. And we're actually participating in the demise of our race when we choose to date outside of the black race.
Yeah, absolutely right, brother. And to bring another perspective to it, people don't understand the suicide rate amongst biracial children and biracial people in this country, man. It is a very high number because you're not white enough to be considered to be part of the white establishment, not quite black enough to be part of the black establishment, mm-hmm. and the choosing sides is the thing that a lot of biracial or interracial children have to go through.
Yeah.
Which side is the correct side for me to be on?
Yeah.
A lot of them don't understand that they are black according to the United States.
Yeah.
But they don't feel like I'm black or white. Both, which in all actuality they are right. But if you got 1% of black blood in you, considered to be black.
Yeah, and but you know what? And speaking of that, that is what we're normally taught, that the 1% rule in the United Snakes of America.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Brother Irritated Genie today, and he was showing some cracker who was talking about, breeding us out of existence, giving just a little bit of melanin in their system and actually breeding the black color out of them. As the years go on, he said, as the third generation comes about, all the color will be wiped out, period. And we have a stronger white person because of their drop of melanin that will protect them from the harmful rays of the sun. What kind of people are afraid of the sun anyway? It's serious. For those of you all just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. By way of MasterGrio.com, we always want to send Sister to Jackie out a good shout-out for giving us the opportunity and the pleasure of listening and learning and teaching the people all at one time. We're talking about interracial dating this evening. If you all want to call in, feel free to do so at 646-716-7994. Again, that's area code 646-716-7994. Big bro, I'm going to play a song real quick, if that's cool with you, and then we'll get back and we'll get to talking about this interracial dating more in depth. You're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. Check this out. We'll be right back.
Papa never was around for me. Me and my mama left alone. Papa never gave a damn about me. Nothing but trouble in my home. Mama's working, children hurting. Tension's missing, cause Papa's missing. Trouble prone, cause he set the tone. But Uncle Pappy was a rolling stone. Now,
if the Creator created man in his own image, then are we not creators? You created me, therefore I am likened unto you. Yet I hate you, I want no part of you. You abandoned me as if I hurt you. 2 years old, afraid of thunder, who could I run to? Daddy's day at school, who could I turn to?
Mommy, where's my daddy?
Your daddy's in Chicago, baby.
But how could I know when my mama is all that I know? A positive male role model, I'll never know. All I know is that you're gone. I'm a bastard child, alone. Me and my mama were alone, that's all. My mama at the park with me trying to teach me how to play ball. My mama stressing over clothes because I keep getting tall. My mama picking me up and putting me back on my bike when I fall. That's stuff that you're supposed to be doing. Not only did you abandon me, but you forced a woman to do a man's job. But she did a good job, to the best of her ability, but mentally I still bleed. I almost had sex with one of your sisters, Steve. I had no idea who she was because I don't know you. Yet I have very vivid pictures of you. I shaved my face so that I look no thing like you. I changed my voice so that I sound no thing like you. I hate you for making me hate me. I refuse to reproduce because I don't know if you have cursed me. The pain that you have inflicted upon me, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. And I will not have peace until you no longer breathe.
title song called Bastard. That's off of Reeducation of the Negro with Your Own Brother's Keeper. Y'all go check that out. Everything that you all buy from us helps our programs out, feeding the homeless and prison prevention programs and talent shows for children, all that good type of stuff. So y'all go check that out, cdbaby.com/brotherskeeper and the number 2. Big bro, what's going on?
Man, trying to overthrow white supremacy, bro.
Man, I know it, I know it. And like Brother Malcolm said, I always want to quote Brother Malcolm. Brother Malcolm made a speech and said, we're going to have to fight this white man to keep his paws off of our black women.
Mm-hmm.
And one concern, the reason why we chose that song to play, brothers and sisters, is because a lot of our sisters bring up the fact that there are so many black homes without a black man that they might as well get a white man who at least will support them on a financial basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to read something, big bro.
Go ahead, bro.
For years, Tonyetta Jones played the dating game by her mom's strict rule. Mom always told me, don't you ever bring a white man in my house, recalled Jones, echoing an edict issued by many southern black mothers. But at age 37, the Alexandria divorcee has shifted to dating anyone who asks her out, regardless of race. I don't sit around dreaming about the perfect black man I'm going to marry, Jones said. Black women around the country are also reconsidering deep-seating reservations toward interracial relationships. Reservations rooted in America's history of slavery and segregation. They're taking their cues from their favorite stars, from actress Shar Jackson to tennis pro Venus Williams, as well as support blogs, how-to books, and interracially themed novels telling them it's okay to outdate outside. She reflects many black women frustrated as the field of marriageable black men narrows. They're nearly 7 times more likely to be incarcerated than white men and more than twice as likely to be unemployed. Census data shows 117,000 black wife, white husband couples in 2006, up from 95,000 in 2000. What you think about that?
Well, again, here we go. We got a title on a cut on the CD called Propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have when you have movies like Sanaa Lathan's movie that's telling her that she couldn't find no available black men, so she had to date her white gardener. When you see these kind of images portrayed on TV, it goes to work toward the emotional side of a woman, period, whether she be black or white. If she's lonely and this is a love story, then how many times have we seen our sisters break down and cry at these love stories that come on TV, you know, or movies, you know what I'm saying? If she's lonely, then if this is the out that she's being given, if she says she can't find nobody in her own race that will love her, then these images are across the screen and TV and radio is saying date outside your race and don't be lonely anymore, then that's exactly what she's going to do, whether she inadvertently or advertently, you know, feels that that is right or wrong before too long. If she's lonely enough, you're going to do it. It's like if you're hungry enough, you can say what you don't eat. But if you get hungry enough, you eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if you buy into the propaganda, then you're gone. But if you have a strong sister that understands her self-worth, that knows the history of black women and what they have gone through, who knows that white men's initiation for him to be into manhood was to rape mammy, who was the household caretaker, then they will understand their self-worth and won't buy into this propaganda.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. And it's a trip. And, you know, when the article even says that black men are more likely to be locked up than to marry a black woman, you know, which is true. But, I mean, there again is a part of the plot. And they're not fighting us on any one front, but they're fighting us on all fronts. And so the easy, you know, I mean, even the story of David and what was the woman named Bathsheba?
Bathsheba,
Yeah, you know, the thing, he didn't whisper in her ear while the cat was at the crib. You know, we know the story ain't true. You know what I'm saying? Just using this for an example. He didn't, you know, go behind the cat's back while he was at work or something, like, you know, I saw you on the rooftop bathing, and you know what I'm saying, I want to holler at you or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
What he did, he got rid of her husband.
took him all the way out the picture. I ain't got to worry about coming home.
So he could have that woman.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, if we don't get a hold of what they're doing, you know what I'm saying, and learn how to counter this in our minds, first of all, we're never going to win this battle. Oh, we have a caller
on
the line. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're talking about interracial relationship here on Real Talk with Brothers. Kiba, you have a comment or a question?
I do. I have a question.
All right.
I have two young nieces. Both of them are very dark-skinned. And I've been married myself for 23 years, so beautiful black man.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, yes, that's an honor. However, what I hear from these sisters is that they're never approached by the brothers. They're always approached by the white guys, never by the brothers.
Mm.
And they're the darkest of the darkest.
Mm,
so
beautiful.
My question is, what would you say to these young sisters in their plight at this point?
One thing I would say is love your darkness. And that, again, is a plot of our enemy as far as the whole Willie Lynch thing. Most of what we've been shown as a symbol of beauty has been a cracker Barbie doll. And that means that if we can't have a white woman, most black men like a black woman who is trying to look like a white woman. Well, a white female. I don't consider them to be people, a white female. And by the young sisters being so dark and beautiful, they're actually a reminder to most cats of what they hate. And it's actually very surprising right now because, I mean, our people are so ill at this point to where dark skin is in style now. You know, now, well, as far as the brothers go, I know a lot of sisters want to get at dark-skinned brothers at the present moment. But these sisters, what I would tell them is to continue to love yourself and the porch monkey Negroes who do not want to deal with you just because you're dark and beautiful. Those are the Negroes you don't need. Just wait, and the Creator will send you that king who you need. What about you, big bruh?
Well, I like to piggyback on what you said, man. They're not attacking us on just one front. They're attacking us on all fronts. And when you look at that, the entry into colleges for black people consisted of a paper test. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
In order to get in certain colleges, you had to be lighter than the paper sack, which went on to fuel that that hates your black skin, you know, bleach your skin. I mean, the lighter you are, the better you are. Mm-hmm. So if that went on during a period of just maybe 40 years ago, then you can understand why so many men now are so-called stuck on the red bone or the lighter skinned woman simply because they remind them of that white woman that they should get or supposed to get or think that they want to have in order to make themselves feel better about themselves.
That's right.
But I will tell my darker-skinned sisters that there is nothing, coming from a man, there is nothing better than a dark-skinned woman.
That's right.
It's just something about the smell of darker-skinned women that, man, just drive a man insane. And if you understand what they have done, they have led our brothers away from the darker skinned women so they themselves could come in and get the prize.
Yeah.
Because the darker skinned woman is the prize. She is what everybody wants. And what they have done is made these Negroes so sick that they hate the dark skin color, but that is the best thing for them, brother.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not at all a knock to our lighter-skinned sisters because, that, you know, in all actuality, we cannot choose our complexion. You know, to cats like us, if you're African, you're African. You know, from high yellow to blackberry black, you know what I'm saying? But our dark-skinned sisters catch hell so much, you know, from our brothers and from society because they are dark. And then in our own society, the light-skinned sisters catch it a lot, too, because a whole lot of times they're accused of thinking they're too good, accused of being stuck on themselves, and a lot of times that's really not the case. You know, we're taught to prejudge just like our enemy has done us. I mean, these crackers taught us well. You know, we've taken on the characteristics of our captors, but the crazy thing is, you remember watching Jungle Fever?
Uh-huh.
And you remember when the white female told Wesley Snipes how beautiful his dark skin is. And Wesley said, that's funny you say that, because growing up, everybody ridiculed me because of my dark skin. And here you are, a white female, and you dig it. You know, and like you just said, you know, they slick make us hate us so they won't have that competition.
That's right.
You know, so sister is so frustrated with black men being locked up, you know, and we know that we don't have to commit any heavy-duty crime in order to get any heavy-duty time. Not saying that all of us are innocent who are locked up, but we know the case most of the time, the scales of justice are blind when it comes to black men.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so he gets rid of us, and he comes in the home, and he gets our prize, that black woman.
Exactly.
And this is not at all to bash black women, because when we get back from this break, we're going to get on these porch monkey Negroes, men.
That's right.
Who love Becky, who are in love with Penelope, because he says Keisha is too much trouble. And see, what it is that Becky will not ask him any questions because Becky doesn't have any personal concern about the brother in the first place. The white boy does not love you, black woman. If he did, he would have never raped you. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you can't love your enemy, not truly. And we're going to get back to a little bit of music right here, and we'll be right back with you. And we'll get deeper into this subject of interracial dating and relationships. Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. We'll be right back.
You be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors loving us together. We'll bring Africa to America. We'll sow forgiveness and reap the gold that was once stolen. We'll build black and buy black and border black and be black. We'll get green and grow green and gobble green and gain green. We'll rinse red and rhyme red and reflect red and finish red. If you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and we'll be free and fight for them, cause they need a leader and it be we. And you'll be the sun and I'll be the moon, and you are one and I am two, and we'll drop your jewels on these ignorant fools and teach them knowledge and wisdom to understand the freedom is justice, to have equality and eat food with clothes on in a sheltered home, and lend love, portray peace, and harbor happiness. And yo, yo, you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and we'll warm my bodies with Ethiopian tea and plan a revolution. Every day of the week we'll meditate on Monday, taught technique on Tuesday, rights war on Wednesday, tally troops on Thursday, follow through on Friday, strategize on Saturday, see plan on Sunday. And yo, I love you more than Rita Love Roberts, Lauren Love Wyclef, Betty Love Malcolm X. You be my black and I'll be your green, and dress my neck in pearls. I bet to baby boys and then to baby girls. We'll christen them with myrrh. If yo, 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 you be my black and I'll be your green and we'll bleed the blood of ancestral love and I love you more than I love you more than I love you more than yo, yo. You be my black and I'll be your green and we'll bleed the blood of ancestral love and I love you more than I love you more.
The red, I be the black, we be the green. I'm talking about we a team on this thing. We a team, we got to stick together.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, indeed. That's just the queen right there. Garveyism, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, I heard a brother the other day, he was giving a lecture, and the brother said he went to a wedding. A brother and a sister were getting married. And he said the vows were very beautiful. It was something that he hadn't heard before. They told each other that we must be together for an eternity, for the liberation of our people. That was in their wedding. And that's the attitude we got to have going into this thing. You know what I'm saying? How
exactly
is me and Becky going to work collectively for the real liberation of my people?
Ain't going to happen.
That doesn't make sense, period. And we just spoke about, for those of you all just tuning in, we're talking about interracial relationships, and we just spoke about white men and black women. So the porch monkey Negro men, we're not letting you off the hook at all. And, you know, sometimes the sisters have a better reason to go in, you know, because brothers, the way we act right now, you know, sometimes we turn the sisters off. I'm not saying that it's right for sisters to go get a white male because that's it's nasty. You know, I mean, I've never seen a pit bull mate with a goat. You know what I'm saying? Even animals know better, bruh. You know, so not at all am I condoning that. I'm just, you know, acknowledging the fact that, you know, many of our brothers, we're ill right now. Brothers and sisters are ill right now. But for the most part, it falls on the brothers as far as our collective condition. But that black woman, we need you to get straight. When you get right and make, that'll make us right. Because as long as you let us cut up, that's what we're going to do. You know, so we have to bear some of that responsibility as well. And as usual, brother, I have another article. We always want to bring people, you know, the people, other viewpoints other than ours. You know, and here's another one, brother. Want to get your take on this.
Okay.
Though the debate has raged in some form or another ever since Miss Ann first beckoned Willie from the fields with a fluttering fan and landed at BET.com recently, when some brother posted a message saying something like, if you want to know why black men date white women, I'll offer three words, peace of mind. Since then, a man identifying himself in a black relationship as black in a relationship with a Korean woman wrote in, black females have attitudes. It's always me, me, me. But not all majority Asian / white females seem to do more for you, and they don't have so much attitude and drama. His partner chimed in, I'm a Korean / white female, and I think the reason why black guys are more into my race or mixed girls is because black girls are always talking about he got to have a car, money, and blah, blah, blah. Finally, a Virginia high school student describing herself as a young white female said that her black boyfriend assured her that she has given him a better relationship than any black girl could. What are your thoughts on that, big bruh?
Man, that's propaganda if I ain't never heard it before, bro.
What you say? What you say?
Man, look, I'm going to tell you, man. It just, if you look at it for what it is, if you make it hard for an individual to have a trusting and loving relationship, and I'm not saying that, you know, that a lot of my sisters don't present attitude that does not need to be presented. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of brothers that present attitude that don't need to be presented either.
Exactly.
But we've been taught that this is who we are. And it's not who we are. We are outside of who we really are.
Yes.
you know, and it's going to take some work for both of us to get back to who and whose we are. But at the same time, it should not make a difference if a brother has a Bentley coupe or he has a Pinto. If the brother is treating the sister like he should be treated.
That's right. That's right.
So that is one of the ways that this propaganda machine is working, brother. It's telling black women that all men are Hispanic finances. Mm-hmm. It's telling black men that all black women are their asses and their mouths.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So long as we keep adhering to this propaganda machine and not working diligently, like you said before, for the collective liberation of our people as a whole, understanding that when we do choose a mate or a partner, we need to choose mates or partners that we can get along with.
That's right.
Because I tell a sister all the time, if you get a man and he has money when you meet him, and 2 years down the road he gets sick and can't work at the job that he was making the money at, and he no longer has money, do the love leave too?
Right.
Or if you get with a sister and she was fine as all outdoors when you got with her and she picks up a little weight, did your love stay in the weight process?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So we need to look at each other as more than just the physical or the financial. We need to look at each other on every aspect.
Exactly. And that's, like you said, it's just so much propaganda. We've been trained to see ourselves through the eyes of our enemy, and that even leaks into the household. It leaks into the relationships. Eminem, this cracker made a song, said, "Black women want your money. Don't mess with black women. All they want is your money." The cracker female is the original gold digger. You know, so, I mean, it's crazy. You know, the way that we act is pretty much an act of survival. You know, and like you said, sometimes sisters have attitudes. And I'm willing to say that a whole lot of times it's justified.
Yep.
We just happen to take it out on the person who is the closest to us. You know,
brothers,
we have attitudes. And instead of taking those attitudes out on the cracker who caused our problem, many times we take those problems home and we have to deal with those problems inside the household to where they do not need to be dealt with. Your home should be a place of tranquility. But most of the time we bring our problems in the house with us. You know, so we have a displaced anger syndrome that we need to be healed of. And this propaganda is not helping us. So we need to really figure out what we need to be entertaining and what we do not need to be entertaining. And speaking on that, brother, of course we spoke of the movie Something New when we were talking about the sisters. Somebody sent me an email some years ago, this movie called Diary of a Tired Black Man. And, man, I wish there was some way I could have downloaded the clip that they sent to me. And I'm talking about this movie had me ticked off, bruh. It was a house full of women. You know, they're doing the girl thing, having the girls' night out, you know, sipping wine, playing cards, or whatever the deal may be, and then, you know, talking about men. And so the sister who lives there, her ex-husband pulls up. He's dropping the baby off, you know, at home. And she looks out the window, and she's like, "Oh, no, he didn't bring a white girl to my house." So, you know, of course the sisters are up in the roar, as they should be. So this porch monkey Negro man comes in the house, and she's like, "You know, I'm cool with you bringing, you know, your new girl over, but why you bring a white woman to my house? And why you got a white woman around my black child, around our black child?" This porch monkey Negro says, "Because I'm tired. I'm tired of the black woman's attitude. I'm tired of your rolling eyes and your rolling neck, and I can't even get home good without hearing a lot of your stuff and all this type of stuff." You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, are you serious? Did somebody really make this into a movie? And what was so crazy is that the women, you know, they act like they understood. Oh, that's why they date white women.
Mm.
I mean, just crazy stuff, big bro, crazy stuff. And these are the type of things that we entertain. And, you know, entertainment is more than so-called entertainment. You know, people take that stuff to heart.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? People take that stuff to heart. You know, my daddy said after Super Bowl came out, cats really thought they could just walk up to the police and whoop them. Now, our generation, we remember after Minister Society came out, cats was robbing Asian stores left and right. You know what
left
I'm saying?
Left and right. Mm-hmm.
And after Set It Off, what happened? Women were robbing banks.
Sure enough.
You know what I'm saying? So when we entertain this mess, and they white people have an agenda.
Yes, they do.
And I'm talking about they're even putting interracial dating in cartoons now.
Yes, sir.
You know, getting into the mind of our children. If you can get it in the young kids' heads that it's okay for interracial dating, and it's not because they love you, it's not because they truly want integration or anything like that, why would we want to integrate with a devil in the first place? They have an agenda, and they are afraid of genetic annihilation.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, indeed. Big bro, I have another story I want to read to you. Want to get your thoughts on this here.
Okay, bro.
You know, people always say we're making up things. They have
you know,
a political agenda behind this whole interracial thing. Check this out. In 1914, Theodore Roosevelt reported that a Brazilian statement has said to him that in the United States, blacks will remain a menacing element in your civilization, permanent and perhaps even after a while a growing element. With us, the question tends to disappear because the blacks themselves tend to disappear and become absorbed into whiteness.
Mm.
Here we have major
absorbed.
Assimilation.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that there?
Man, that tells a whole nother tale, boy. That's the outline for integrationalism if I ain't never heard of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they don't have an agenda, it wouldn't be okay. Not at all. Not at all. And still it's not okay, you know, with the normal white masses. I'm not even going to say white people. There was an Asian man. Wasn't there just an Asian man who had his daughter-in-law killed because she was black?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's something else. You know, something, as always, Pat Buchanan. And this comes out of his book, Day of Reckoning. How is America committing suicide every way a nation can? The American majority is not reproducing itself. Its birth rate has been below replacement level for decades. 45 million of its young have been destroyed in the womb since Roe versus Wade. As Asian, African, and Latin American children come to inherit the estate of the lost generation of American children never get to see. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, from 2005 to 2006, our minority population rose 2.4 million to exceed 100 million. Hispanics, 1% of the U.S. population in 1950, are now 14.4%. Since 2000, their numbers have soared 25% to 45 million. The U.S. Asian population grew by 24% since 2000, as the number of white kids of school age fell 4%. Half the children 5 and younger today are minority children. White people are afraid of genetic annihilation. He fears genetic annihilation, and this is an alarm to sound to white people. If you don't get to making babies, we're doomed.
Exactly.
Exactly. And here's
like
another passage out of his book, Big Bro. I want to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Almost as many African-American males are in jail or prison as are in college or universities. Half of all African-American and Hispanic students drop out of school. The other half graduates with the math and reading skills of 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. Yet by 2050, the number of African-Americans and Hispanics will have doubled from today's 85 million to 160 million. The future seems more ominous than it did in the hopeful days of civil rights, for these burgeoning scores of millions will not accept second-class accommodations in the affluent society when they are the emerging majority. The long, hot summers of yesterday may be returning.
Mm.
Now, that's not coming from Brothers Keeper. That's coming from Pat Buchanan, Day of Reckoning. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, brother, like you said, it's an agenda. It's a serious agenda, brother. And if you understand how the paradigm works, if I lock up the majority of your means.
That's right. If the majority of black men are locked up, then that means that the black woman is free. You know, and that's why they're doing this type of thing to us, is so that they can get us out of the household so that they can have our women to themselves. They have a political agenda. They have a life agenda. They are afraid of genetic annihilation, and we have to learn to protect our sisters by any means necessary. We're going to have to tell these white men to keep your hands off of my sisters. My sister, you're going to have to tell that cracker woman to keep their hands off of your brothers. There's nothing better for a black man than a black woman. There should be nothing better to a black woman than a black man. And we're going to take a musical break right here very quickly. You're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper as we're discussing race interracial relationships. So y'all check this out, and we'll be right back with you. Y'all check this out, and we'll be right back with some more.
I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I have no time for the misrepresentation of those who for the revolution claim to be down. But when those new Black Panther and POCC parties were in town, your asses was nowhere to be found. It's nice how I'm poised tonight. It excites you to recite that piece with the lyrical content you think is so tight. Thank you, you gon' provide some insight, cause you got your words to rhyme just right. But I'm more concerned about whether or not you recognize the plight of our people. Do you know the story behind political prisoners like Tunziata Okoli or Mumia Abu-Jamal? Do you know about Rex 84? Are you telling these bastards to keep their hands off our sister Asada Shakur? Have the circumstances pressed upon your brain to figure out how we'll sustain? Will eminent domain and gentrification happen again? Or are you too busy trying to figure out what dip goes best with those really lynch chips? I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I have no time for those who seem as if they came across the word revolutionary in a dictionary and decided, ooh, for the moment, this sounds like a cool thing to be. A revolutionary state is beyond temporary. You need to wake your asses up and learn our people's history. No more turning our head from the truth so much until our necks get tired. No more sliding ass backwards down and slide into a puddle of lies into which we must drown in. No more blissful ignorance. No more shouting for justice with just a whisper. We can no longer be a bunch of empty minds living in critical times, refusing to recognize real lies. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I cannot entertain those who are more interested in bullshit, ranging from clubbing to who next am I gonna fuck with. Not realizing at the same time you're getting some, you're getting fucked out of your freedom without a condom. Never thought the fucker could now become the fuckee simultaneously. But me, I'm gonna guard my hymen and keep that shit intact. My love for the movement dictates that I do just that. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I recognize that your interpretation of me is possibly, ain't that a corporate bitch? And white folks is who she works right alongside with? That very well may be, but in our extreme state of society, a sister has to make sure that her family eats. But you underestimate to think that I would ever hesitate to cut the throat of the cracker that works in the cubicle next to me. Then again, my place might be in the corporate world and that enterprise. You fail to recognize that just like the federal bitches of intelligence, even the revolution has a use for spies. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that on that day of insurrection and rebellion, just go in the house and dial 911 for the white man's protection. If you're not with me, then you're against me. So your ass should be taken out as well on that day as the crowd of revolutionaries swell. On that day, I'll be beside my revolutionary brothers and sisters, shooting a bullet if I have to. This I swear to you, on your white Christ, I'm engaged to this revolution, and I'll die as this white.
Indeed, engaged to the revolution, and she said she will die its wife. You're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. What's going on, big bruh?
Man, everything is everything, brother.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Right before the musical interlude, we were still talking about interracial dating. And we're just not teaching our children properly, brother, when it comes to race. We're teaching our children that Tiger Woods is a role model. WBB, Du Bois, Thurgood Marshall, Harry Belafonte, Maya Angelou, and even Dr. Martin Luther King almost married a white woman named Betty Moose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not teaching, you know, our children the way that we're supposed to teach them, as you know, when it comes to race. We have to teach our children that it's wrong, black boy, young black man, to bring a cracker female to your bed. That's like stealing. That's like murder, because that's what you're doing. You're stealing from the future of your people. You're murdering the future of your people. It's wrong, young black lady, to bring a white boy to your bed. It's like stealing and murder. Same thing goes for the young black male. And for any black man sleeping with a white female, it's like spitting in your mother's womb.
Exactly.
Very disrespectful. And the same goes for the black women who mess with white men. And Big Bro, I found that story we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This was an Asian man. And, of course, want to get your outlook on this here. We're the only people who don't protect our women.
Mm-hmm.
And this here was a jury found Chaimin Rai guilty of arranging the murder of his daughter-in-law. Prosecutors asserted throughout the 8-day trial that Ray was so enraged that his son married Sparkle Michelle Reed and fathered a child with her that he shelled out $10,000 to arrange her killing. They pointed to the statements from Ricky Ray, Chima's son, who told investigators after the killing that his father was a little racist. Ladies and gentlemen, Sparkle Michelle Ray was murdered for no other reason than she married Ricky Ray. She had a child with Ricky Ray, prosecutor Sheila Ross told jurors. Defense attorneys countered that there is no evidence that Chaimin Rai had a role in the killing. They said it would be senseless and an awful tragedy to convict him of a crime he didn't commit. Now, here we have an Asian man killing a young African lady for marrying his Asian son.
And there's no reason to convict him of a crime that he did not commit.
Right. That's what the defense attorney said. You know, and I'm not going to, you know, just throw the sister under the bus. I'm not going to say that she deserved to die. But at some point, we have to hold, you know, I'm not going to say we should kill our brothers and sisters who decide to marry or date outside of the race. You know, I'm not saying that. But they need to be held accountable for that act of treason. That's what it is. It's racial treason.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, and, you know, and even on the surface, as we spoke of earlier, Big Bro, you can point out to me the so-called finest white female. I've never seen a fine white female. But just for the sake of, who's a so-called fine white female, bro?
you got me on that one. I don't know. What's they? You got me stumped, bro.
I can't think of none of them. You know what I'm saying?
What's the girl that was on Charlie Angels?
Charlie Angel.
Farrah Fawcett. Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
Is that on that?
I don't know. You know what? That there's a white female on Friends. Everybody think is fine.
On Friends?
Yeah.
I never watch Friends.
I just see the commercials. I don't know the white female's name. But, I mean, she's not even comparable to Keisha, who lives around the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What about Ice-T girlfriend?
Ice-T girlfriend. Ice-T does have a crack of female, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, just for the sake of, you know, since everybody is not familiar, you know, with Fifi, who we went to school with, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to compare Ice-T's girlfriend to Angela Bassett.
No comparison.
Ain't no comparison at all, whatsoever.
Ain't no comparison.
Not,
I don't care how many shots she get in her lips.
Yeah.
I don't care how many breast augmentations she get. I don't care how many butt implants she get. She still cannot compare to Angela Bassett.
Exactly. And, I mean, even with all the silicone add-ons, you know, even with all the
Mr.
Potato Head body parts, you can't even compare the so-called finest white female to the average sister that we see walking in a grocery store.
No, you can't.
seriously. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You and I have very, very beautiful queens.
Yes, and sir.
I've never seen any white female ever, period, can compare to either one of those sisters.
No, I like to agree with you.
I mean, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even like we said earlier, you know, in spite of all the political differences, the agenda that they're trying. Matter of fact, this is what I wanted to tell you, brother. I spoke with a sister today concerning interracial marriages because I wanted to get some, you know, some feedback from some sisters who wouldn't be able to call in for the show. And the sister said that she has a friend who married a white male. They've been married for 6 years and they have 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got divorced. She said she would tell the sister, you know, that white man doesn't love you. He's incapable of loving you. He's a caveman. You know, they're not capable of true love. And, I mean, why would he love you when you are representative of his enemy? Why would he love you? There's an agenda behind that. And she said that the sister always, no, he loves me. He loves me. He put me up in this nice house. I don't have to work. I drive this nice car. We've got a 4-bedroom home with 2 children. We're living the American dream, me and this white dude, you know. And guess why they broke up?
Why?
He got mad at the sister one night because he thought she was staring at a brother who she thought was attractive. And he called her a nigger.
Uh-huh.
That true cracker came out of him. He could no longer hold that cracker in. That cracker came out of him, bro. And she said after, you know, after the smoke cleared and everything, of course, you know, she said she wasn't going to put up with that blatant disrespect, you know, let alone she disrespected herself by laying with the cracker in the first place. She said that she was cleaning his closet out, and she found all kind of Aryan Brotherhood material, KKK material, all kind of stuff. And she said she decided to call and ask, you know, how could you stay married to me for 5-6 years and you have all of this type literature in your closet? He said, the only reason I married you and the only reason I stomached laying beside you night by night is because I wanted to leave my seed in a melanated body so that they could carry on the agenda of white supremacy. Black woman, that white boy does not love you. Black man, that white female does not love you. You love yourself to reward yourself with a brother or a sister of your own kind. Love yourself that much to do that. Brother, you have any last thoughts?
Man, I'd just like to say, people, if we don't wake up and understand the subliminal messages that are being sent, if we don't wake up and see what is being done toward the race of black people, then we are doomed, if you understand what I'm saying, brothers. It's more than just a notion. And I want my sisters and my brothers to understand that a movie is not just a movie. It is a message being sent out to those who understand the subliminal messages behind such movies like the one that just came out, Hancock, where the only equal to Hancock was a white woman. And at the end of the movie, she goes back to her white man, and he is left with nothing because the movie signifies that nobody else cares for him.
That's right.
So when we can look at these types of movies and we look at these videos and listen to these songs, I want you to understand that propaganda programs are mine.
That's right.
And that's what I'll leave my people with.
That's right. Thank you all for tuning in to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. And it goes down every Tuesday right here. We thank you all so much, so much. Check out that new CD at cdbaby.com/brotherskeeper and the number 2. Love yourselves, black people. We out. Black power.
We out. Peace.
Our young girls, our daughters, our baby sisters become unwed mothers before they are hardly in their teens. 12 years old, 11 years old, 13 years old. Running around here with babies. Our community has thousands of unmarried mothers. mothers who have no hope of ever getting a husband. All they can get is another baby, and another baby, and another baby, but never a husband. And because of this, our community has tens of thousands of little black babies who have no father to act as their protector or their provider.